Phoneboy Speaks, episode 59, Giving is Hard. Today in my inbox, I've got a PR thing from some company that says, roses are red, violets are blue, giving through mobile is easy to do. Yeah, giving through mobile is easy to do. In fact, between SMS and the different apps and stuff that are available now, it is really easy to give to organizations. And the problem that I have with that is that when you give the money, what are they going to do with it? How do you know that, for example, when you give money to the Red Cross right after Hurricane Sandy hit or any of these other whatever the freaking things are? I think I'm conflating disasters now. But how do you know that the money that you're giving for that particular or you're giving in response to that particular disaster is actually going to go to help the people that were affected by that disaster? I mean, there's plenty of reports that I've seen that the Red Cross, when you give them the money, that it just goes into their general fund and that doesn't necessarily go out there. And what seems to be happening lately is that these large organizations that we're told to give money to by the mainstream media, or they have benefit concerts and God knows what else, that precious little of the actual money that people give actually get to the people that need it. I wonder where all the rest of the money goes. And yes, it's now, of course, technology has made it easier to give, but really the kind of giving you should do is you should do something a little bit more personable. There's much better things to do. For example, my wife likes to adopt a family at Christmas time and that, you know, a poorer family and get them gifts. And there's, I guess there's local programs and charities that do that. And to me, that makes a lot more sense because you're giving something to a real person. You're doing something for a real person. And you can see the kind of benefit you have. You have a connection to that person because you're doing something for them. And you know, really, if you want to help somebody in a disaster, I mean, the joke is, don't send your blankets and your water, send your cash. Well, you know, blankets and water are a much more personal thing. Doing something for somebody that's in need and having that real connection will allow you to know that, hey, you're doing something helpful for them, that they want your help, and that you get a much better feeling. It seems like just giving money to an organization, it's like satisfying some sort of guilt, right? That you feel like you need to give money and you feel guilty that somebody has it worse than you. And by, you know, clicking buy now on your mobile phone, you assuage that guilt or get rid of that guilt by giving cash, and then you're done with it. You're not actually doing something that requires real thought. Money's easy. Giving, really giving, in a way, it's hard. And honestly, I have a hard time doing it in a lot of ways, but at least I'm honest about it. And the ways that I can give, the ways that I feel strongly about giving, I do give. But it's different, and everybody has a different sort of point of view of that. But really, just giving money isn't going to solve the problem, because there's a whole lot of shysters out there who show up and take advantage of people's generosity and goodwill. And what I'm finding with a lot of these organizations that essentially demand that you give them your cash for whatever sort of natural disaster has hit, it just seems like that less and less of the money is actually going to the people that actually need the help, and instead it's going to other things, which, as I say, never let a good disaster go to waste, I guess. But if you want to give locally, give personally, and you're going to feel much better about it. You're going to be way more involved about it. You're really going to know what's going on. It's not for everybody, but if you're going to give to the right people, the people that need it, not these other organizations or people that are simply taking advantage of you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.